Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting second. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting third. The center fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting 5th. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting 6th. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Dick Houser. Batting 8th. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Sonny Siebert. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sonny Siebert. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Tardabul. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Foy. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Rico Petroselli. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Eddie Casco. Batting 8th. The catcher, Mike Ryan. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Jim Lundborg. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jim Lundborg. And now, play ball. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petroselli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Siebert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski strikes out. Two outs. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive towards first. Whitfield reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petroselli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petroselli hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert strikes out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Lundborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lundborg strikes out. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 1 in the game. Tartabull hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Foy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield strikes out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hinton moves to third. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 1 in the game. Alves hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0 for 1 in the game. Houser strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hinton. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski scores. It's Indians, 3, Red Sox, 3. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Petrocelli takes first base on ball 4. Conigliaro moves to second. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0 for 1 in the game. Casco takes first base on ball 4. Conigliaro moves to third. Petrocelli moves to second. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0 for 1 in the game. Ryan takes first base on ball 4. Conigliaro scores. Petrocelli moves to third. Casco moves to second. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Tom Kelly now pitching. Jim Lundborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lundborg is 0 for 1 in the game. Lundborg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield fields it and throws to home to get Petrocelli. Casco moves to third. Ryan moves to second. Two outs. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 2 in the game. Tartabull hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew strikes out. One out. Tom Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly strikes out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Casco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Foy takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Foy moves to second. One out. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Foy scores. Conigliaro moves to second. It's 5-3, Red Sox. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott is walked intentionally. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. Conigliaro moves to third. Scott moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Casco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hinton throws the ball into Hauser who tags Casco trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Conigliaro scores. Scott scores. It's 7-3, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hinton takes first base on ball 4. Wagner moves to second. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards third. Foy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Colavito strikes out. Two outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Alves strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ryan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hinton. Ryan reaches second base with a double. Jim Lundborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lundborg is 0 for 2 in the game. Lundborg bunts towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. Ryan moves to third. One out. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul is 0 for 3 in the game. Tardabul hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ryan tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-3, Red Sox. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Foy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John O'Donohue now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Foy moves to third. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Conigliaro hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hinton. Conigliaro reaches second base with a double. Foy scores. Yastrzemski moves to third. It's 9-3, Red Sox. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Scott is walked intentionally. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. George Smith now playing second base. Eddie Casco now playing shortstop. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 2 in the game. Hauser strikes out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 2 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Salmon pinch hits for John O'Donohue. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Allen now pitching. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Lundborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lundborg is 0 for 2 in the game. Lundborg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lundborg moves to third. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Foy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hinton. Foy reaches second base with a double. Lundborg scores. Tartabull goes all the way around to score. It's 11-3, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Hinton takes first base on ball 4. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitfield hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hinton moves to second. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Alves takes first base on ball 4. Hinton moves to third. Colavito moves to second. Jim Gentile pinch hits for Dick Houser. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez now playing second base. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 4 for 4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Conigliaro takes first base on ball 4. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Scott hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 13-3, Red Sox. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Casco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ryan hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Demeter pinch hits for Jim Lundborg. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Brown. Casco moves to third. Demeter moves to second. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Tartabull strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Don McMahon now pitching. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 3 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo pinch hits for Bob Allen. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Davalillo moves to second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 4 in the game. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with McMahon covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 13, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.